So good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. We're glad that you are here on this rainy Sunday. We're glad that that didn't deter you from being in His house today. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Psalm 4, verse 4, where we read, "Stand in awe and sin not." This is the Lord speaking. "Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still." The idea there in that verse of Scripture is that when we stand before the Lord, we are to stand in awe of who He is, what He is, what He stands for. As a matter of fact, if you read the previous verses there, it speaks of the Lord's righteousness, standing in awe of His righteousness. But then that next phrase, "and sin not." The idea is that there is a response to standing in His presence and seeing who He is and understanding who God is. There's a response that should be in our life, and that is that we are to live in righteousness. There's a response to His righteousness in our life. But then that last phrase, I thought about this in regard to the Christian, "and be still." You know, sometimes I think we're too busy. We are too occupied with our lives and with our plans and with our ambitions that we can't be still long enough for God to be able to do a work in our hearts and lives. You know, oftentimes when my children were growing up, I would have to tell, "Be still," all right? Try to put a Band-Aid on, or you're trying to fix their hair, get them ready for Sunday school or whatever, and they've got ants in their pants. And they're just jumping around and wanting to go. That's what I'm talking about when they were little, not last week. But when they were little, they had ants in their pants. And they were wanting to move around. "Yeah, be still. Come on now, we got to get ready for church." Well, you know, sometimes the Lord has to do that to us. And that's what He's saying here. "And be still." Stop with your preoccupation. You've got something else you need to do. No, you listen to me and be still. I want to encourage you this morning. In our Sunday school time today, we had a powerful, powerful message that spoke to my heart, and I know it spoke to the hearts of those. I hope that you will be still and that you will listen, that you will train all of your energy not into thinking about what you're going to watch this afternoon, what you're going to have for lunch, what are the plans for this coming week. Put that all aside. That's just nonsense right now. What you need to do is be still. And you need to focus your heart and mind upon the singing of the songs that honor our Savior, but also in the preaching of the Word of God to our hearts this morning. Can we be still and sit in awe of our Lord and understand His greatness and hear from heaven? Let's pray that we can do that this morning.